This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. This part of the show is brought to you by Smart and Final. Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Just mark that. Mike, do you know what? Set a calendar reminder for it right now. You need to be here for this. That is our Alice in Winterland announcement. And we know who's going to be headlining. And it's freaking crazy. It's so good. Do you know who else is on the bill?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Oh, there's more?
Mm-hmm.
Not just the one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I want to text you all right now and tell you what it is. So bad.
All the listeners?
Yeah.
We're not supposed to. Tuesday, 7 a.m. We'll be announcing the lineup. We'll tell you the date. We'll tell you when tickets go on sale. Everything you need to know to make your Alice in Winterland plans. If you've never been to an Alice in Winterland before, it's probably because it's sold out too fast. Listen, you got to get on it. If you want to go, you're going to hear the name of the headlining artist and go, oh my God. And then you'll have to set another reminder so that you get the tickets in time because they sell out so fast.
They really do.
Alice in Winterland 2017, a night of music you won't want to miss.
It's going to be a special night.
Very exciting.
We've had some really good ones. We've had some where it feels like a repeat of the last one, which is, they're still great.
Right.
But this is unique and spectacular.
Awesome. It's great.
Yep.
We're very excited about it. Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Just make sure you're here. This is just adorable. Billy Joe Armstrong and Kat Von D.
Yeah, what about them?
They have teamed up to do an eyeliner together.
I love it.
Oh, the picture I saw of them together, handcuffed together,
yeah,
was new?
Apparently so.
I thought that was like an old pic from...
No, they basically...
15 years ago or something.
Maybe it is from 15 years ago, but this is that's the post that they put up to announce their makeup.
No, I didn't. I just thought it was a like one of those throwback Thursdays. But if they're doing a project together,
they probably
just took it. Yeah,
yeah. It's a really cute photo. They're all dressed in leather. They have not only handcuffs on there. She's got a handcuff for a belt. It's fantastic. Mm. He's doing his sneer up into the sky, and she's just laughing and looking down. So it's a brand of eyeliner called Basket Case, named after their hit song. We'll be performing tonight at the 50th birthday party. Going by recent posts from her, it's all systems go on the partnership. She launched, I guess she's had her own full cosmetics line since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, super excited about our upcoming eyeliner collab. So I don't have a date yet or when it will, you know, how much it will cost or any additional details. But they, you know, coming soon is what she's saying. It makes sense. He's certainly known for his eyeliner.
Right. And she's known for her makeup.
Sure. So maybe, you know, maybe we'll even get to see behind the scenes videos where she's doing his eyeliner for him. Oh, that'd be adorable. Anyway, there you go. They have a greatest hits coming out. God's Favorite Band, I think it's called. Which is so funny. Of course it's God's Favorite Band. It's everybody's favorite band. It's Green Day. Playboy.
Yeah.
Has an episode coming out. It's a November issue, I guess, not episode. They have an issue coming out for November, and apparently with Hugh Hefner on the cover, you know, because he just passed.
Memorialized or something.
Yeah, it's the first time that a man has ever been solo on the cover with no... There have been men on the cover, apparently, I don't know, a dozen times or whatever, but they're always, you know, draped by Playboy bunnies. Or if there's some breasts near them. I don't know.
Or holding a bunny or the celebrity. I get it.
Right. Yeah. So this is the first time. It's just him. It's very stark. It's a profile. It's a nice picture. It's him from, you know, I don't know. He's about like 39 at the time. So it's in the 60s, I guess.
That's the way you do it. Yeah. Don't show a picture of me when I'm unrecognizable and my right. face is dripping off my skull.
Right.
Get me a picture of when
looks
I
really
was
handsome.
Vibrant and young.
Right. Well, and I think, when did he start the magazine? 59? So this is, I think it's a 1965 photo. So he's well established as
peaking,
the Playboy.
Right.
Right. It's a nice picture. Playboy in the same episode is also going to get its first transgender playmate. 26-year-old Inez Rao is the centerfold. It's not her first time in the magazine. She was featured 3 years ago in an issue on non-binary genders. And she's not the first transgender woman to ever appear in Playboy. That would be actress Caroline Cossey, who posed for an issue in 1981, back when she was in a James Bond film for Your Eyes Only, and was outed by a tabloid a year later. So she posed, ostensibly, as a woman, and I think it was News of the World.
So she had the surgery then?
If she hadn't, then no, she had, because it went on to
you can't
talk about
hide
her
that
whole thing. Right.
I mean,
here's the
maybe she didn't
of her.
Do a nude, but even if she did.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm wondering if she didn't do a nude, because the pictures that I'm seeing here aren't nude. She's in a waterfall and she's got, you know, a 1981 style kind of bikini sarong on.
The bikinis, the waistline is just ridiculous.
Yeah, she's beautiful. I used to love that style, actually.
You
in
did?
The 80s, like up over the hips. Like it would come, it would just go straight up. And you had to be, like, it made the shaving of the area really difficult. You had to...
I always liked the across the hips.
Like the band.
Straight.
Yeah, but that was the style in the 80s. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I used to have my.
I like
oh,
bikinis.
I loved
like
it.
That. The
yeah.
70s thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, okay, so this is.
She was the first. So that was, I think those are the shots from 1981.
She's got breast implants.
She does, for sure. And she's, you know, very feminine looking. Beautiful, beautiful woman.
And this girl was in James Bond?
She was apparently in For Your Eyes Only when no one knew that she was transgender and she hadn't revealed it and she got outed by, I think it was News of the World about a year after this. Inez is the first transgender to get the centerfold, though. She will be she'll be in this upcoming issue, the one with Hugh Hefner on the cover. Obviously, not everyone is going to be cool with this, but she says, "It's a salvation to speak the truth about yourself, whether it's your gender, sexuality, whatever. The people who reject you aren't worth it. It's not about being loved by others. It's about loving yourself." Here is a shot of Inez.
Oh, all right. Cool. Whoa. She's got a little bikini on, and there's no way she's hiding a wiener there. So she's had surgery.
This is the chick in question from 1981, Caroline Cossey.
Cossey, yeah.
Yeah, her story's interesting here. It says that she was... At first, she identified... let's see, Caroline. She identified as male because she had a ween. I'm changing the wording there, but... Mm-hmm. But as she got older, she realized she preferred dressing up and playing with dolls over anything her brother was doing. She was bullied. While she was already starting to feel more like a girl than a boy, it wasn't until she took sex ed that she realized she was attracted to boys, not girls. So she thought she must be gay, but she said, "That wasn't right for me either."
Right.
And that's when she realized she was in the wrong body.
I think she's British, because she was talking about how in the UK you can have, you know, because they have socialized medicine, you can get a sex change for free, but you have to see a psychiatrist for a certain
Go
amount
through
of
the
time.
Process, yeah.
Then there's a 2-year wait. And then after the 2 years, you can get on the waiting list for the operation. They say that takes about 2 years. So she said, "I can't wait that long. I am going to find a way to raise the money myself and do this on my own." And that's what she did.
Wow.
So, but interesting that they cover all of that. Seems like they have really good health care over there. Basically she's saying the people who reject you aren't worth it. In response to the transgender backlash, Playboy posted some of the social media reactions to Ms. Rao's centerfold with some of the racist letters they got about the magazine's first black playmate back in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Ms. Jennifer Jackson. And I think they're just telling everyone, look, stop it. I'm down on the right side
everything.
Of history. Right, exactly. So there you go. She's, and listen, the Caroline from the 80s is beautiful, and Inez is beautiful, and how nice that, you know, the first transgender centerfold is happening. Jedd Butler has a movie coming out today called Geostorm.
I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
Oh, you are going to see it?
Yeah.
But I thought you said it wouldn't be worth it because they didn't screen it, and so it must be a piece of poo.
Yeah, it is going to be.
Who are you going to see it with?
I'm just going to take a bunch of kids. Oh. They all asked to see it, and I said, yeah, let's all go.
Where do you meet these kids? Like, is this one of the groups you work with?
Yeah, it is with one of the groups. They're all, a lot of them have cancer and stuff like that. So, you know.
So you round them
up. Scoop them all up.
Take them to the show.
Yeah. I couldn't go to My Little Pony with them, but called the studio and we were able to get them all in. So it was nice.
That's very nice.
You know, I know Vinny's kid just saw My Little Pony, so. But he didn't go either. Did you, Vinny?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Saved from that one.
Hey, some of those movies are excellent, and
absolutely.
I've seen them a dozen or more times. Cars, Good Dinosaur.
Moana.
I love Good Dinosaur. Mm. It's excellent. But no, I don't want to see My Little Pony.
Yeah,
get that out.
I got to say, it didn't review well, and it didn't make a lot of money, and it didn't seem
I want no part of it.
Yeah.
And Angelina Ballerina can just, I just hate it.
Just dance right off the earth, lady.
I just hate it.
Mm. Our boy Ray Donovan is in My Little Pony.
Oh, Is he a little pony?
I think he's the bad guy.
Oh.
I don't know the characters that well. I always get quizzed when I get in the car. Name three ponies. I'm like,
oh my God, who
yikes.
Could do that? I'm going to guess Rainbow, Cupcake, and
I always say like
Strawberry.
Sapphire, Diamond, Ruby. They're like, wrong.
Well, what are the names of the little ponies? Let's look that up.
He doesn't know that.
In case
don't
we get
see?
Quizzed later. This got
yeah,
to be a rainbow,
I didn't
right?
go to that. Our family friend Trina took them while we were moving last weekend.
There's a
Twilight Sparkle.
Oh, you got that one.
Oh, Twilight Sparkle.
Pinkie Pie.
Oh, Pinkie Pie.
Rainbow
Fluttershy.
Dash.
Oh, there's a rainbow? Yeah.
Rainbow Dash.
Oh, I had to put
you
Dash
didn't say the
in
last them. Name.
Oh, sorry.
The last name.
If there's a Pinkie Pie, then that's where she got the name for the blanket you made her.
Oh, Pinkie Pie?
Mm-hmm. That's what she calls it.
I wish I still crocheted. I'd make you a blanket for your baby.
Princess.
Real bad.
Princess Celestial.
Oh. Speaking of babies, just as a total aside here, Bryn was a hair late today. I guess he lost his keys. And we're like, oh, God, is today the day? Everyone's checking their texts. I mean,
is today
any minute
day?
That girl's no, having her baby.
I don't think so. Symptoms are not there, so it seems.
Sunday's the due date.
Take a picture of the broken water. I did. It's good. I look back on that water. I'm like, oh, look at that. Right there on the floor.
Oh.
All right.
What do you mean, oh?
I just, what's, does it just look like spilled water? Or is
yeah.
There...
No, it's
all over the wood
it's
floor.
Just water.
Just dropped just... right out onto the floor. Crazy. What?
I'm making a mess already.
I was like, I gotta get a snap of that. Move
it's
aside.
Hardwood floor or carpet?
Your
or...
feet are in my picture. Get out of the way.
Was it tile, hardwood, or carpet?
Hardwood.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's puddled up there. If I can find it,
did you wipe that
you're
right
looking
up
for it right now?
Did you make your wife wipe it up for you?
I don't think we thought about it in the moment. I had to go to work. I was like, I gotta
go. So the
go.
Dog got that?
No.
The dog.
Oh, well.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Well, she ate poop, dude. Come on. I fed that dog well and took really good care of her. There's no need for that nonsense.
Do you buy that super high-end dog? Did you buy that super high-end dog food?
I did. I gave her everything she could possibly have wanted. I gave her the best possible life, and then she eats cat poop. Yuck.
Oh, there's organic dog food. Look at that.
Of course there is.
Of course there is. Yeah.
I'm sure there's vegan dog food, too.
I want to brag on my puddle, but I just can't find it. Oh. Darn it.
I'm sorry.
I want to show it around like a baby
I'm
puddle.
Sure your wife would love you to show us her amniotic fluid all over the floor.
Did you ever get her Wellness Core grain-free original deboned turkey meat?
Oh.
No, I just gave her turkey meat from our turkey.
Oh. That's good. Jedad.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Butler.
Geostorm.
Yeah, Geostorm. We started talking about that. So you're going to... Jedid. That's it.
Yeah, I'll see it soon.
Jedid. You're seeing it that tomorrow.
Is that really good for kids to see? I mean, isn't it super doom and gloom?
What's it rated?
Oh, probably PG-13.
So he says he put his body through the ringer filming that movie.
Really?
So we turned to alternative treatment methods to get him through. Bee venom. You heard about this, Human?
No. I gotta try that one.
No, you don't. I'm about to tell you a bad experience that he had.
Well, it sounds like he did too much.
Yeah,
but it starts on his motorcycle crash first.
Oh, all right. Here's just some Jedid Butler talking.
I like her.
Their accents are so adorable.
They are.
Like, they sound like little people. Like, you know, like adorable, like hobbits or something.
I know.
You know? Oh my God, they're so cute. So
yeah,
this
more
is,
her.
Yeah, I'm sure she's in here more. Okay, so but Bryn, by the way, you know Bryn wanted to play that because of his accident, because he broke up his feet.
Well, that's
and
how you
walk.
Feel. You're, you know, adrenaline's rushing, and you just get right up like it's all good, even though you got two broken ankles.
Yeah. Hilarious. He went back for more. The interview, by the way, is it's long, but it's pretty. It's all like that. Like, he just talks about all these terrible things that happened to him and giggles through the whole thing. Like, he talks about one time he was riding his motorcycle and there was a wasp in his helmet, like, repeatedly stinging him.
Wasps don't stop, yeah. Man. They are super aggressive and hostile.
He's a pretty manly dude, that Jedid. In theaters today is Geostorm. Oh, here it is. It's PG-13. So that'll be fine for you and the children.
Thank you for approving.
Only the Brave. This is a terrible story. This is the true story of the Granite Mountain Hotshots, a group of Arizona firefighters who fought one of the deadliest wildfires in recent history in 2013, the Yarnell Hill Fire. And most of them died. I think one dude out of 20 survived. And so now the Granite Mountain Hotshots Memorial State Park is dedicated to their sacrifice. It's a 7-mile trail leading to the fatality site where they made their final stand. I know. It's like, so that's opening today. It stars Josh Brolin, Taylor Kitsch from Friday Night Lights. He is Jeff Bridges.
Also from True Detective Season 2.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't save Season 2 for me. But I do love looking at him. That's opening. Tyler Perry's Boo 2, a Madea Halloween. It's happening. The Snowman, that's the one that you guys reviewed yesterday.
Yeah, it's not good.
You know,
stay away from that one.
The commercials look pretty good.
It says, Michael Fassbender is a detective hunting a serial killer who's suddenly active again and taunting the police to catch him. He dismembers his victims and leaves a snowman as his calling card, with the head of the snowman is the head of the person.
It's laughable. You can't help but laugh. It's supposed to, I guess, be creepy, but on the commercials, you just go, oh, come on.
Greg Kinnear and Renee Zellweger have a movie out this weekend. They befriend a homeless guy played by Jimon Hounsou. Same kind of different as me. She starts having dreams about a poor wise man who changes the city. And then this guy changes their lives.
I don't like it.
Well, it's open today.
I'm thinking that sounds boring.
And here's something. Like, the Chester Bennington, there's a lot of Chester Bennington stories. As you probably are well aware, he took his life a month and a half ago. He's got 6 kids from 3 different women and left instructions in his will that he insists his kids stay in each other's lives.
Oh, so, July 20th, Sarah.
Holy cow.
I can't believe it's been that long.
So that's 3 months ago.
He has a trippy story. Do you remember when we had him on The Secret Show? He was talking about how, at the time, I think they lived in Arizona, but didn't he say that his ex and his wife lived with him? And all the kids lived together, too?
And
or something like that.
He also has a kid with a girlfriend, someone he didn't marry, and adopted her son that she had. So that he counts that child as one of the 6.
So altogether, that's 6.
So altogether, 6. He has 1 with his first wife, 3 with his second wife, and 2.
Okay.
1 biological with his with a girlfriend he had in between. So he has all these different kids with all these different women, and his will says, I request that my children's mothers or guardians encourage and allow my children to visit with one another and with my extended family and the extended family of my spouse on a regular and ongoing basis so that my children know they have a large and loving family. The will also has instructions on making sure the kids always have money for travel expenses. Mm. Like, there's a whole provision for it. And here's a picture of all. This is almost 10 years ago. This is him with all 6 of the kids and his widow, the woman who was his wife when he... Excuse me. Sky over millions.
This, did you say this is his widow?
That is, yeah. That's okay. I believe her name's Talinda. So that's her with their 3 kids, the 2 kids that with the girlfriend and the 1 kid with the first wife. That's the family. And that's 10 years ago, almost. So yeah. They're all quite a bit older, and he's provided money for them to all see each other and insist that they... And that's, you know, there you go. If your dad says, hey, everybody, stay in each other's lives, and here's the money to make sure that that happens, then hopefully... And it sounds like, because it's true what you said, like he was... He had the wife and the kid living with him, and he had his current wife with them, and I think they were... He was like, yeah, we're one big happy family. We're all raising the kids together, and... They're all siblings,
except
so why wouldn't
happy.
We?
Yeah.
Well, right. There's that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including that Raider game last night, wow. Everyone. And more after these. Radio.com. Radio.com. What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is there for you when you need to search something. Whatever. Concerts. You need to see Jane. What boots is Jane wearing today?
Is it the thigh-high studded boots? Is it the thigh-high lace-up boots?
I was going to say, is it the black ones or is it the black ones?
Or
the other black
ones. The black ones.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
No, but she always has cute boots on.
I know.
No, I mean, I'm with you, but they are. Often thought if someone wears all black, it does seem like, how do you differentiate any of that stuff from another?
It's got to make it easy, though.
It's such
very
an easy
tempting.
Style.
Very, very tempting to wear only black, all black all the time.
I wear a lot of black, too, but all black, only black, every day.
Yeah.
Yep. And that same eyeshadow.
I would, but, you know, that dog. I end up with hair all over me.
That is true.
Anyway, RadioAlice.com has it all.
Yep.
Here's what's happening. So I stayed up way past my bedtime last night, like 9:03.
Oh, my God.
God, so I blew right past.
How'd you make it in?
And that's two nights in a row because of Survivor, and then the Raiders go on to just take forever to finish that game off.
You must be exhausted.
My God. Anyway, they did get the win, so congratulations, Raider fans, as they won over the Chiefs. And the Chiefs right now are considered by many to be the best team in football. So that's a solid win for them. They beat the Chiefs 31-30. There were three or more, I don't know exactly, feel free to torch me on our text machine at 800-400-3697. Plays after the clock, after time had expired, flags kept bringing another play onto the field.
Right.
At one point, we got pushed back. The Raiders got pushed back 10 yards, moved forward again. It was really exciting, and thankfully it ended well, because that would have been a heartbreaker.
It would have.
And I thought for sure, boy, leaving the stadium is going to be fun for everyone that's there.
It's a party.
As I imagine everyone is celebrating and
hooting and hollering. Woo-hoo!
Into it.
Or super tired, just want to get home.
I don't know. If you went to that game, then you probably weren't going to sleep right away either way, because you were all hopped up on sports.
Right.
And booze.
Usually that's an upper and a downer. You're mellow.
So the fires, everyone. We did get some rain last night. I don't know about you, but it definitely poured at my house over the night.
Very welcome weather pattern.
So I take a look at our Cal Fire website with updates. It looks like the Santa Cruz fire is 35% contained. Early predictions were that most of the fires up in the North Bay would be, fingers crossed, out by now, and they're not reporting that. As of last night, we've got 92% contained, 84, 80, 87. So they've got a handle on them, but they're still not out.
Right. Hopefully the rain helped with some of that and makes their jobs a little easier. And
most of the updates were for the North Bay were as of last night. So I don't have after the rain updates.
Right.
I do have North Bay fires cause $1 billion in damage.
That seems conservative.
You think so?
I do.
One of the interesting things that I just thought about as people, as we all do, our bills and our, there's so many things you have to sort of, being an adulting is no fun, is what I'm getting at. And I imagine there are people out there who maybe let their insurance pass. You know, that person that went, I didn't get around to it, or I wanted that $800 for something else. Oh, to be caught this year without that
would be
devastating.
The worst thing.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Anyway, obviously, that's going to be later stories as we are still not done with the fires.
I was thinking, or I got laid off and I had to choose between food, feeding my kids,
and insurance.
Yeah.
Right.
Yesterday on The Secret Show, we had we get letters and we have a little segment we call Bad Advice. Right. Our Secret Show is a podcast we do. It's separate from this show. Bless you. And you can get that at RadioAlice.com among, you know, pictures of Jane's boots.
Sure.
And more. I mean,
everything
more
you
there.
Need.
Right. Whatever. Hooman's standard side view.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got a
blue
lot.
Steel.
Right.
That's there, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Hooman is, you're just retired.
He was
today.
Raging last night. You didn't see Instagram?
I did not.
Oh, he was. And I love that your mom was like, would you just pick one of those girls and get married? I'm like, boy.
Your mom said that?
No, Ellie your
said
mom
that?
Said
my
that.
My mom said it? Oh, my God. You're funny. I'm like, boy, Zara's getting desperate.
No, but that's actually what your mom wrote. First, she goes, it's Hooman with three girls. I liked it, by the way, buddy. I couldn't comment. I didn't have time.
Sorry.
It's him with three girls, and your mom writes, and it's the ones that stay right there. You don't even have to open the thing. It's
oh, because
showing.
You follow them, so you, their things right. Show up. Got it.
So anyway, she writes, would you just pick one and get married? And then the next post is, your mom wants a grandkid.
And then she wrote, hashtag be a good son.
Boy, my mom.
You Jesus. Think she was lit last night?
Oh, I probably. I don't know. I mean, she's retired. I think she probably gets lit every night. No idea what's going on down there in Florida. So where were you last night?
There was an organization called Bring Change to Mind, and they are all same. About, you know, mental health and suicide prevention. And it's Glenn Close is on the board.
Oh, was so she there?
Yeah, so she was there.
Did you get to meet her? Glenn Close?
Yeah, where's
oh,
that
wow.
selfie? Yeah.
And it was hosted by Wayne Brady.
Oh.
And
where's that selfie?
And Greg Barron was one of the comedians.
Oh, did you say hi to Greg? Boy, we haven't seen Greg in like 2 years.
Where are all those selfies?
Yeah. And
I'm so busy hanging out with the supermodels.
Billy Crystal was honored.
Oh, my.
And
Robin Williams. Right?
Boy, this was a big deal.
It was a huge deal. Yeah, it was a big. And Idina Menzel performed.
Wow.
Yeah.
What time were you there till?
Well, I left at 9:30. I was like, I'm so tired.
My God, that's the middle of the night.
Well, it was just kind of getting going at that time, and I... But it was...
How'd you turn that down, Bryn? You must have gotten an invite for that date.
I was listening to something else right now. I was listening
no,
to...
don't worry. You're home waiting for the kid to be born.
I am.
There's no way you're going out to
I missed what he just said, though, because I was looking up something. As you said, Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
Do you remember he did an interview with Wayne Brady?
I do.
Oh,
what, a year ago? And he forgot his name?
Yeah. Which... whatever your name is.
The other black comedian guy, yeah.
Oh, boy, that one must have... Boy, talk about taking a knee.
Did he notice? Did Brady
sure
notice?
Of course he did.
No.
Of course he did.
So smooth.
If someone said that to me, I'd be all... Say
what's
my
name?
Yes, say my name. Say my name. Say my name. Oh, you loser. Get out of here.
Oh, Nana. What's my name?
Anyway, on The Secret Show yesterday, we got a letter from someone. And, you know, of course, we're dramatic on the show. And I called the lady the worst dater of all time. Mm. I actually have a story about the worst dater
oh,
of all time.
Oh, my goodness.
Here,
all right.
This person takes the prize.
All right. So that the person from yesterday's show, phew, you're off the hook. You're not the worst dater
she
of all time.
She was awful. I
well,
mean, come
just,
on.
Lady, come on.
2 weeks.
Stop. Just stop it.
A 35-year-old guy named George Morris from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, went on a first date with a woman last month, and at one point in the middle of their date, he ducked out of the bar. So
she
you
thought
know,
he'd left. That's
well,
it.
Well, she probably thought he was going to the bathroom, but he ducked out of
so
the bar.
So he just got out
right
of
back.
The date. All
he
right.
Just, no, he was like, I'll be right back.
Oh, so he did come back.
Well...
oh, he didn't come back.
He left the bar to break into her car.
Oh, no.
She got suspicious after he'd been gone a while, because, you know, how long does it take to go number one?
Right.
Yeah, certainly aren't number two-ing in a bar on a first date.
People do.
No, they don't.
They get nervous and they
no
have to go
poo. No one would do that.
People poo everywhere.
Have you ever had to number two while you're on a... Well, you don't...
Yeah,
these
listen,
don't work for you.
I have to say, I have had inconvenient number twos, Vinny, though. I mean, that's the thing with
name
the number
the most
two.
Inconvenient number two you've had.
I'm not going to name it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm just saying you can't always do it at your house. It's preferable. That's what you want. But there have been times when I have had to go elsewhere. And if it happens at a bar, I mean, it could have been a number two. So, but anyway, it's long enough that she starts to get suspicious.
Just for the record, you brought up the inconvenient number two. I
well,
was saying
you're the one who said you
no one
be
would do
two-ing.
That.
I think maybe they would. You don't know.
Well, no one wants to.
No one wants to,
happens,
but
it happens.
Happens.
Gotta go and you gotta go, man.
Yeah, Vin.
You too?
Dude, everybody.
Not everyone's as regulated as you going at the same
time.
Yeah,
like an ironclad
day.
But
it just happens.
I can't say anything.
What am I gonna say? Stop!
Yeah. Oh, no, now's not a good time.
Get back up there.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. She got suspicious when he'd been gone for a while, so she went outside and saw he'd broken the window in her car with a rock and was stealing her phone and stuff from her wallet.
She left her wallet and her phone in the car?
I guess so.
That was dumb.
Yeah, that is dumb.
She yelled at him and he took off running.
With her stuff?
It looks like it, yeah. The cops tracked him down and arrested him, and he was charged with third-degree burglary, which he's looking at 2 years in prison.
Good. What a scumbag. What is he, a meth head? Who does that?
That
You're
guy
on a freaking
does.
Date. Stop it.
Let me print out the picture. He doesn't look like a meth head only because he looks like he eats.
Oh.
And by
so
the way, that's
candy-coated?
What I was just saying.
Yeah,
what?
Who does that? Stop it.
No, it's ridiculous.
Right.
Let's see
Pooping
this picture.
Pooping on a first
oh,
date.
She's running to the...
Nobody does that.
No, people have to... What about the girl... You told this whole story from England. She gets stuck in the window because she had pooped on the first date and she couldn't flush it, so she tries to throw it out the window. It happens, Vinny.
Yeah, to that chick.
To lots of people.
She ends up upside down in the window.
Oh, my God. It's, you got to, you know, you have like, if you're nervous about something or, yeah, I mean, that happens.
You can't control that. You can, apparently. You got your bowels on lockdown. But the rest of us, it's just, you know, happens when it happens.
According to this new survey, children no longer want to be actors, singers, or athletes, or at least it's not first on their list of career choice.
Which, but don't they want to be YouTube stars?
Well, it seems slightly realistic, but why would you even want a kid to be realistic about what their
no, I don't want my kids to be realistic
be.
At all. Go dream big.
I mean, you know.
Let reality kill you on its own time.
By the time you're 16, let's start pulling our head out of it. But,
sure.
You know, they're early on.
But hey, maybe
on.
By then, you're showing real signs of it.
I think Yeah Right's going to make it, by the way.
Oh, thank you. But, okay, thanks. That's great.
Anyway, young people, this survey was in Britain, but they expect that it's the same. Kids want to be business leaders and entrepreneurs. Which is weird because everyone
so the new rock stars are the Silicon Valley tech guys.
Well, that's you'd even think it would be more specific about tech.
Yeah.
Because it seems to me everyone's anti-big business and so, everyone's got that, you know, the corpo greed.
Yeah, but
hate.
Deep down we all want to be rich. I mean, the only
well,
reason
sure.
that we hate these people is because they have so much money. It's like you wouldn't say no to it. You just don't have it. So you hate it.
All right.
Like, but listen, I hate the dude with the private jet because I want the private jet.
All that 1% hate at the dinner table would have rubbed off on the kids. You'd think that they'd be
no, they're
like,
going, oh, I got to be one of those people. This sounds great.
One of the hated?
That sounds awesome. Hey, guys, I'll get you into the 1% too. Come on, Mom and Dad, I'll fly you to Hawaii. Let's go.
8% of the kids wanted to be a teacher. Below that, 7% was actor.
Oh.
And even further below that was musician.
Hmm.
Rock star's got to be the number one thing you'd want to be, wouldn't it?
It was the number one thing I wanted to be.
That's me too.
I want to be a singer.
Well, first I was going to be a pro skateboarder.
Right.
Then a pro surfer.
Mm-hmm.
Then came rock star.
Right.
Turns out you have to practice your instrument, though, in order to do that.
Yeah. Well, you've been practicing. I mean, it's never too late to be a rock star, Vinny. Who knows? Maybe we'll come out with some breakthrough
album. Oh, this guy's handsome. I don't know why you're so down on him. He doesn't look like a meth head.
So this is the robber.
Sarah asked if he was. I said meth head. I said he doesn't look like it.
I wouldn't call him handsome.
No.
He's not butt ugly, though.
We've seen worse.
We have seen worse, for sure. He's a white dude, close-cropped black hair. A little deer in the headlights looking. I don't know. He looks like a kind of a Der George frat boy, frankly.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Ha ha. Oh, no, I'm not reading that one. Why doesn't Sarah crochet anymore?
I just don't. I don't know why. I just haven't had time for it in so long. I actually have a project and all the yarn and everything I need sitting right by the couch, and I just don't pick it up. I picked it up a couple weeks ago and just went, yeah.
Man, you were on fire with that for a minute there.
I couldn't stop. I used to have dreams about crocheting.
Do you think when the backyard's done, it'll all come back to you?
I do think I'll have way more time for it, and I'm always, you know.
You can sit back there and do it.
Oh, that's a great idea. Use that.
Yeah.
707 says, you can get a sex change for free in Oregon. No, you can't.
Can you?
No. Why?
Yeah, I don't know why you'd be able to. But we're looking it up. We'll research it.
There's no possible way that Oregon just lets you walk in and be all, I'll take a...
I need a wiener.
Right.
Or I need a
I don't believe it for a second. 925 says, pretty sick, Vinny.
What?
Show some respect. Not everything should be out there. What's that about?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. What time was that?
Was it about the girl not being naked in the magazine? I don't know what it was about.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Either that or something we were talking about with the movies.
Okay.
I don't know what that's for.
I don't know.
Shame on me.
Shame on you, bad Vinny. God, Vinny. When are you ever going to learn?
You skipped right over the part where Vin said he had a machete yesterday, says 707. I'm walking out of the ocean back to my car near a farm.
Yeah.
I'm by myself. And three people are walking up this trail towards me. And one of the dudes has a machete in his hand. And I'm like, who carries a machete around?
Well,
like,
robbers.
That is so...
Marauders.
Completely screwed.
So did you say, why do you have a machete?
No, I didn't get into it with him because I don't know what's wrong with the guy that he's walking around with a machete.
Yeah.
I just said, hey. And they said, hey. And I walked past him, but I thought, dude, you're carrying a machete.
And then if you have your surfboard under your arm, you could just like spin around and knock them all down and then make a getaway.
The point in me bringing it up, though, about you being on stage and trying to keep Danielle from getting up there and singing.
I want Danielle to get up there
and sing. When you see a machete, you pause. You're like, what the hell is someone doing with the machete?
That's true. That is a pausable moment.
You question your next move.
Well, you try to get a gauge on the person's frame of mind and, you know... What are your chances?
Who carries a machete around?
Well, I was watching a show the other day where the girl, it was in a different country, and the girl got robbed. She was on her cell phone, and a guy comes up with a machete and, you know, give me your phone. And
then she did.
She did.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, you don't fight a guy with a machete.
No.
They're already crazy. If machete is the weapon of choice, it's already bad news.
Just, yeah.
Machete.
Yeah. What's coming up in the trash there?
Well, if you think getting attacked with a machete is bad, you should hear about the day that Sean Penn's about to have.
Worse than a machete
attack?
You don't
want to be Sean Penn today. Like, I actually feel real... I'm scared for him.
Hmm.
It's very frightening. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.